The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, the 14th of October, 7:05 in the morning, and news at the top of the hour brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion communities. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda's here with me today.
Good morning.
Exceptional Tuesday.
I wanted to be here.
Yeah, Ben's at the helm. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
You have a national day out there? Yesterday was the Navy's birthday.
I got a good one. Be bald and be free day.
Be bald and be free day.
I like it. Why not? Bring it on.
It is national dessert day, too.
Well, okay. They go together. Okay.
Why not? Be bald, be free, and eat dessert. And
That sounds like a perfect day.
Yeah, it sounds like a perfect day.
I think
I'll
shave my head.
Speaking of a perfect day, I'm going to just segue into, the weather. 72 today, sunny. Now, look at yesterday, we had a forecast that went like it was going to be raining until
Thursday.
All week long. Nope. According to today, 72, sunny. Increasing clouds tonight, however, with an overnight low of around 51. Tomorrow, gradual clearing with 64. Which is still kind of in the, sweater weather. Do you love that thing on SNL? Sweater weather. It's sweater weather. You've got to do a clip of that. It kills me. Okay, anyway, going back. Gradual clearing. 64 on Wednesday. Wednesday night, mostly clear. Thursday calls for sunny. Gosh. 78 degrees. All right, so we're going up and down again, folks. Thursday night, 53. And as we progress, now this, like, again, within 24 hours, this forecast has changed. Friday, 80. And Saturday, 78. So you still can have time to go clean out your garage and don't put your pads away yet. I kept saying yesterday, my girlfriend called and our outside pads, the pads that go in the furniture. I said, they're still out. They're just sopping wet. She goes, well, put them in the dryer. I thought, do you have any little pieces of little pillows and stuff? I'm not going to. But anyway, they'll be dried out by this weekend, my point. Brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
No, we'll go like this for a long time, but we do have guests here today.
I know. Well, we've got a live week. It's a sidebar. It's a big Oh my God. Yes. There we go. It's true. Oh my God. It's one of my reels that I send to my friends. Sweater weather. Okay. We are here this morning with one of my favorite, places to go on the planet, and that is, Turtle Bay. For very many reasons, with the exhibits, with the Garden of Lights, with the plants, and the people that are involved with Turtle Bay are just really individually beautiful souls. I've never met somebody there who's difficult. They're just always got their heart and soul into it. And I think when you go and you see these exhibits and you see and you feel the energy behind the mission statement, it's infectious. So this morning we'd like to welcome Catherine Hunt and Melissa Lorenda Williams. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Was I good on that? I'm sorry. So it's morning and welcome. And this morning we've got a lot of stuff to cover about what is happening right now and where are we going with Turtle Bay with exhibits.
Sure. So right now we've got a few wonderful exhibits that are brand new to us. One of them is called Sea Monsters Unearthed, and I love the story behind this exhibition. So it started off as a research project in Angola. So there were researchers from Southern Methodist University that worked in Angola, and they found these fossils of mosasaurs, which are ancient
marine reptiles.
Yes, swimming reptiles.
Mosasaurs.
Yes. Swimming reptiles, essentially.
Wow.
And so they've been doing this research project since 2005. And then the Smithsonian picked it up as an exhibition. So they were able to turn their research project into a Smithsonian exhibition.
Mm.
And now Turtle Bay is the first vendor for this exhibition, which is so cool.
Oh, my gosh,
so
that's an honor in itself.
Exactly, yeah. So we were actually, we had the opportunity to have all three of those researchers come visit Turtle Bay and see the exhibition.
So
that
cool.
was really, really cool.
Well, tell us about, you know, first of all, it's a great honor, mm-hmm. and they're seeing great work. So I think that's kind of indicative when you have a Smithsonian, the first outreach is to little old Redding.
Yep, that's right.
With our great Turtle Bay. So the mighty engine that could and would and can and does. So let's talk a little bit about Seamount. Talk to us about give us a visual of the exhibit.
So when you walk in, you see this amazing large fossil of a mosasaur, and then beneath it, you actually see the fossils of what was discovered by the paleontologist as what the mosasaur had in its stomach when it died. So you could see it had three different meals. There was three different animals that it ate before it died. And all of that was found in the fossils. So just in the rocks, which is obviously millions of years ago, which is so insane to me. And then all around the walls, you have just the history of the research project and then other things that they've learned from the fossil sites that they have in Angola.
Well, you know, you can always go on turtlebay.org, which I'm doing presently, and looking at great pictures. By the way, it's a great website. You can learn and see so much of, you know, what you want to go see in person. And so that goes until January 11th. Sea Monsters Unearthed.
Yes.
All right. And then, okay, so while we're walking around and we're seeing Sea Monsters Unearthed, what else do we have in our exhibits?
Well, just right adjacent to it is the Ancient Seas of Shasta County, too, which is a great tie-in. I wanted to just mention that before Pat talked about the other one. So this one has fossils that were found here in Shasta County. So the tie-in is that Shasta County was underwater.
Yeah.
So that is really neat. So we've got fossils similar to...
Well, we've been underwater since I've been here. Oh, we're not talking politically, are we?
No.
Okay. All right. Hey, by the way, it is just a hoot watching you two.
Oh.
They're sitting there, they're looking at each other, they're giggling. Even though you can't see that, they're silent giggling. So, but you two are really cute.
You have some interesting... if you go to turtlebay.org, well, that's what I'm talking about, the infectious, when you love something so much. It's like if you love when we see people who are involved with an event or animals or that kind of thing, and they love what they do. Again, you go to turtlebay.org, and I just clicked on, you know, the seas of Shasta County. And it says step back 252 million years to the dawn of the Triassic period, which is now Shasta County, submerged under a vast ocean. And you do have specimens.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Fossils?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so that's adjacent to Sea Monsters, so it ties in with, you know, how much was the world, our planet, underwater at one point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so we got a couple minutes before we take a break. Let's talk about some of the museum's hours, and let's also talk about that we know the holidays are coming up before we go into Garden of Lights and a few other exhibits such as the artist. How does one go about becoming a member and the specialty about becoming a member?
Yes, so we have a range of different memberships from individual to family to senior. So our memberships for a family are 120, and that's for the whole year. And individual memberships are 85. Mm-hmm. And you can go online on turtlebay.org and get our membership, or you can buy it right there at the front desk to our museum. And it's just a great purchase that you can get discounts on all of our cool events and access to the museum all year long. That includes our playgrounds and all of our animal programs. And so it's just a great value.
It is a great value. And I think what crossed my mind, the visual that went through my mind is, let's say you're trying to be a good neighbor. You want to be a good neighbor, and you're on a street, and you see a family that perhaps, you know, they have kids, and this is something that they could use as a family, and you find out some way, are you members or not? What a great thank you. You're great neighbors. Keep on keeping on. You want to do that. You want to give. And that's a way to be able to say, happy holidays. Thank you for being such a great neighbor.
That's a great idea, Linda.
Yeah, so maybe two or three people can come together and do that for a family of three or four and know that they can just take their kids and go to the museum anytime.
Yeah.
With their yearly membership.
Their kids and their kids' friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because you can take six.
I love it. It's a very generous and wonderful way to be able to be part of our community. We'll be right back with Catherine Hunt and Lorenda Williams. Did I say that right?
Lorenda Willard.
Willard. Okay. Okay.
You're writing quickly.
All right. And we'll be back talking about some of the exhibits that are currently on display at the Turtle May Museum here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, also streaming on KCNR1460.com. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
At Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. assist you insurance. 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
And good morning.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're calling in the bot, streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. Hey, I want to remind everybody this Thursday, October 16th, at the Lassen Hall at the Shasta County Fairgrounds is going to be the Veterans Resource Fair. And it's the Veterans Community of Shasta County invites you and your family to attend the Veterans Resource Fair, all of our veterans. Veterans, their families, and friends have the opportunity to come learn all about the services available in Shasta County and get answers to questions about disability claims, employment services, legal support, home loans, housing assistance, community referrals, and so much more. 74 vendors going to be there for our veterans. Everybody from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office to a barber giving haircuts. It's going to be a number of people there. It's going to be this Thursday. It starts at 8 a.m. and it goes to 4 p.m. It's taking the place of the stand down this year. So this is something that, and they're bringing veterans in from all over the North State for this, with buses. So it's a good chance to find out all this, you know, whether you are just a new veteran in the area or you've been here for a while, but you're just not sure what's out there for you. And we're here with Turtle Bay, one of our favorite shows.
Absolutely. Welcome back, Catherine Hunt and Lorenda Willard.
Hi,
let's get you on the mic here. When we're going through these wonderful exhibits that are currently, for us to view at Turtle Bay, we talked about then leaning towards another person who is an outstanding artist, the art of Ezra Tucker, who was on display with his beautiful wildlife. We're talking world class here.
Mm-hmm.
This is like Smithsonian.
Oh, yeah.
Like you talked about the other stuff, Smithsonian. Mm-hmm. This is, if you go online and you see, you want to go in person if you appreciate art at all. So art and history is alive and well at Turtle Bay. So can you elaborate a little bit on a couple other exhibits or the mic is yours.
So the art of Ezra Tucker is just amazing. It's so detailed. He actually was the one who did the artwork for the Never Ending Story in the 80s. So when you come in, there's actually the poster of the Never Ending Story and his artwork right next to it. And it's just amazing to look at these pieces of artwork. They're just so detailed. So he delves deeply into both the historic black experience of the American West and of the world of Buffalo Soldiers and Pony Express riders. As well as exotic animals, and they're just amazing to see. They're larger than life.
He's got a rhinoceros on there and a polar bear and a dinosaur. I mean, what I love is that it ties all into what your exhibit. So when we think about the curators and the curators of what you, how you try to lay out when somebody's coming to see Sea Monsters, the art of Ezra Tucker, the Shasta County Undersea, and then there's another exhibit.
Yes. So right now we also have the Woodworker's Toolkit, and that is in our mill building. And that exhibit features items from Turtle Bay's collections. So we feature all these older tools that were used for woodworking, and that was actually curated by one of our volunteers.
Oh, man.
Which is so cool to have that opportunity as well. And he is, I'll say that he is one of our older volunteers too, and he has just been so dedicated to Turtle Bay, and it's really cool to get to see his work and efforts transform into an exhibition.
And to know that years and years of wood making and creating furniture and toys and horses and all the different things, I think I know who you're talking about. But anyway, so you've got the, you know, the power tools, but a lot of this stuff is, I don't know the names of them. I wish I could tell you what they're, more than just a leveler.
Right.
But I mean, there's, hard work, mm-hmm. hands-on, and they explore a wide variety of woodworking tools from a simple awl, A-W-A-L, to a highly decorated plane. That's it. So you would think that would be a more complex term, but it's awl and crane. Yep. Okay, or plane, excuse me. Okay, well, that's beautiful. That's in your, now, where's the mill building?
The mill building is in the forest camp.
Okay.
So when you walk down to Paul Bunyan's forest camp, you've got the playgrounds on both sides, and then you see the big building, and that's the mill building. It's, well, sometimes people call it the reptile house. Okay. There are some reptiles in there, but there's also the woodworker's toolkit exhibition. We've got that nice rotating space right there.
We always love, when we have you come on our morning show, because there's so much to celebrate of what we have here in Shasta County. And then, of course, we know that with the Garden of Lights, that brings in a bunch of new people who've never really known about. They know, they see the bridge, okay, by the bridge, and here's this great lighting display. But there's the magic that happens in Turtle Bay in order for the bridge to happen.
Absolutely. Right?
So what's new and exciting that you can maybe share with us about the Garden of Lights?
So this year is our sixth annual Garden of Lights.
Congratulations. Woo-woo.
Woo! Opening day is November 21st. Tickets are on sale now at ReadingGardenOfLights.org. Buy your tickets online early so you get the date you want.
Yes.
And secure your igloo.
And secure. Okay, so that's what people ask about that, because at first you started with two.
Yes.
And then the next thing I think we learned that when it came to the summer show.
Mm-hmm. The Glowing Wild. Mm-hmm.
You expanded.
We did.
Okay, because it was so in demand.
Yep.
And when you get that igloo, you get it for the night.
You do. You get it for the whole time.
So and if you lose you get, out, you get four.
Pizza.
You do. You get.
You get pizza for everybody that's in there. You get and free non-alcoholic beverages.
And
for everybody,
and
as many as you want.
And you are served.
Yes. And you're served. Yes.
And you've got a space there. Everybody can sit down.
Right.
You can put your stuff in there.
Yep. And you can make a night of it. So you can have a s'more, and then you can come back and visit, and then you can go. Because we've been twice in the rain.
Oh.
And it was beautiful.
Yes, it is still beautiful.
You know, you're under that wonderful igloo, and you're hearing the rain, but you just get your umbrella, and you go out, and you see what some of the exhibit, and you come back in, you get warmed up, and you go back out.
Yeah, and it's see-through. It's not like it's a transparent igloo, so you can see everything that's going on. And it's
reserve your igloo.
Yeah, because it's like people think, well, I'm going to go these days. Well, that's what 10,000 other people think.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you have 80 to 90,000 people going to an event. That's a lot every night.
Yeah, you want your space.
Yeah, you want, you know, or if you just want to walk through and give yourself time. And if you have kids, really give yourself time.
Absolutely.
I mean, you could walk through it. Really, you could walk through it in 30 minutes.
Yep.
But nobody walks through it in 30 minutes.
No.
And the kids, oh, my gosh.
Every year.
Stand by.
It's what I love about it is that every year, well, I feel like a child going.
Yeah.
And every year there's always something mystical or a little area that makes you stand and pause and have a moment, not just for photographs, but just just a great feeling. So many proposals.
Yes.
Yep. Happen at the Garden of Lights.
It is called the Proposal Pavilion.
Yes. And how many people have their Christmas card pictures that are taken there.
Right.
So November 21st is the opening night, and then we have, it goes until this year.
It goes through January 4th.
January 4th. Because I know what we did last year is we went in November, and then we went again at the close.
Mm-hmm. We went for media night. And then
I think we went another night too.
And another night.
Media night rained.
And then
big time.
And then the close. Yeah.
And the close. And then I think we tried to
get in. And you see something new every time you go in.
Every time. Every
time. Maybe it catches your eye differently.
You can't see all 2 million lights.
No, no.
In one go.
No, you can't. You have to go back through it three times.
I told Seth I saw a light that was out.
Okay.
And told him, I told him the approximate area, and he said, well, you know what? I noticed that, and he had fixed it.
Oh, good.
So,
Seth is good like that. But new this year at Garden of Lights,
okay.
The Turtle Express. The train.
Oh, the train. Let's talk a little bit about that. We have just 30 seconds.
Oh, well, we have more time.
The train is going to be inside Garden of Lights, and it's going to be a separate train route than the pedestrians. And so you will get a chance to see some different things. There might be a couple of
special things that you can only see from the
train. Is that a separate ticket?
It is a separate ticket, and train tickets can only be purchased in person the night of the event.
Oh, so you're going to have a line for train tickets.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
So, all right. That's a nice addition.
We'll have to ride the train.
So will you have the train exhibit to the left as you walk in the entrance, once again, where the reindeer used to be that it became a train?
Yeah, we've got our model train town
there. Model train, okay.
Yep.
So you're tying the train thing in.
Yes, and the train is more kind of in the middle of Garden of Life.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
I love all the little hit.
Does it have like a little train bell?
Of course.
Yep, and it choo-choos.
It choo-choos?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It makes some other sounds, too, that are not as auditory.
Okay.
Well, you know, okay, so tickets are on sale right now for Garden of Lights. Yep. It opens up November 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll go through January 4th.
ReadingGardenOfLights.com.
ReadingGardenOfLights.com. Or could you get it? Can you get them through Turtle Bay?
You can get them.
Put you over to a link that way. Plus all the exhibits that are happening, the prehistoric, the great art, the paintings that are there. It's time. It's that season.
It is.
And for season tickets for the family cost.
$120 is the family membership for the year.
It's $10 a month.
Mm-hmm. And with the membership, you would get discounts to Reading Garden of Lights.
And the festival. Festival.
So I went on readinggardenoflights.org. And then it came in with all the premium tickets, general admission, private igloo, and like a beautiful site. So you get to see a lot of the pictures from last year. If you haven't been or you're thinking about it, how you can go. Do a premium tickets. What does that include, et cetera? You can upgrade your holiday experience. We've run over time, so we do have to take a break.
But the igloos are a finite number. I think there's six.
Yes, there's four each night.
Four
each night. So if you something you want to do and get your friends together and head for that, you might want to get those right away.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Well, you know what? You're such a you add so much to our community. Turtle Bay does, you know, not just visitors, but all the things you do for all the locals that come through. The animal shows, the way you take care of animals out there, and the special building that the Johansons built for Turtle Bay and the animals.
Yep.
So it's very much appreciated.
Thank you.
And the community I know supports.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Get ready for Grange After Hours presented by Georgia Boot. Join us October 18th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Reading Grange Co-op for an evening of exciting deals and prizes. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $200, get a $50 gift card. Or go big and spend $500 and get a $150 gift card. Plus, the first 50 customers will receive swag bags filled with goodies. Don't miss your chance to win amazing raffle prizes, too. Remember, this exclusive event at the Reading Grange Co-op stores at 55 Lake Boulevard, October 18th from 6:30 to 8. We'll see you there.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at LakeShasta.com.
Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tuesday, 14th of October, 7:36 in the morning. And everything we said yesterday on the weather forecast, forget, because it's another weather forecast. But we have Turtle Bay with us this morning. And Linda, our guest...
Our guests this morning are Catherine Hunt and Lorenda Willard.
And we're talking Turtle Bay, of course, but we're also talking Garden of Lights. But there's so many other things going on at Turtle Bay right now, so and we're especially around Halloween.
Yes, so our Halloween event is coming up. It's a museum after hours, and that's when the adults can take over the museum for the evening, and they get to, it's our Halloween edition, so we encourage, dressing up in your Halloween outfit and coming to enjoy the museum.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. Is that a first?
We've done it for a couple years.
Okay,
now. Yeah.
So adults can go to the museum mm-hmm. after hours, which would be
6 to 9 p.m.
Okay, and be in costume, check out the exhibits. Mm-hmm. All right, yep. Now that's a special ticket price.
It is. Yep, it's $8 for members and $13 for non-members, and then Mosaic will be there too with their bar
with
and
food,
their food
with
and
all
a bar.
How much fun! That sounds great. Okay. All the things that you think of how to use the space.
Exactly. So don't miss out. It's Friday, October 24th.
Oh, okay. So it's not on Halloween.
Not on Halloween.
Oh, good. The reason I'm saying is that because you really have to sometimes really supervise the kiddos.
Yes.
All night long.
Right.
And some of those bigger kiddos that come to the door, knock on the door, that are like, I'm sorry, but you're a little too old to trick or treat.
Yes.
So before Halloween, October 24th, 6 to 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds like fun. We may have to be in on that one. Okay, and plants.
Plants. Yes.
Yes, so We had our fall plant sale on Saturday, October 4th, but we have great news because the plant sale has been extended all month long to October 31st. So our Turtle Bay Nursery is open Wednesday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So come and get your plants for your garden.
Wednesday through Sunday, 1?
Or Saturday.
Saturday. Okay. Mm-hmm. To 1 to what? What are the hours?
9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
9 a.m. to... Oh, okay. That's good for those early bird people that want to be out. Share with our listeners what that garden area looks like for the plants. Where do we go for that? How do we get there?
So it's off of Arboretum. It's on Arboretum Drive, so off of North Market.
Okay.
And it's kind of tucked in there. You'll see big, beautiful nursery signs now. We've got these beautiful parking lot banners for the nursery.
Okay.
And during this sale, members, another perk for being a member, you get 30% off plants.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then the general public gets 20% off.
Okay. Now, are these plants that are like you can ready, not just put in the soil, but I'm talking about like give as a gift? Are there any with foils and some cutie things around them?
There are some that are in planters already.
Oh.
So if you go into the nursery, there's also a building there, too, that has retail items. And in there, there are some that are already potted and some in cute glass jars.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
Little terrarium.
Yes.
So cute. And then also, if you are ever looking for any gifts for your gardener or a plant lover, that retail store has so many cute little items for kids, for adults, really, really cute things.
How fun. Okay, did that just perk up your ears a little bit, too?
It always does.
I'm always thinking about what you know, when it comes to the thank yous and the holiday season and what you do mm-hmm. for people and or a birthday. It could be now. It could be an anniversary for somebody or anything mm-hmm. now. Birthdays. About what you get that's unique, you know,
yeah.
And I think something from Turtle Bay would be the key.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Carl?
I think that anything that Turtle Bay does impacts significantly on our community in a very positive sense.
Right.
I think that allowing kids, to see things they would not have a chance to see if they lived mm-hmm. in a town without Turtle Bay. For adults to see things they wouldn't see. Where you don't have to travel to Sacramento mm-hmm. to see these. It's in our backyard. It's put together by people who genuinely love what they're doing. And you know, the first time, I mean, you know that, but the very first year the Garden of Lights happened, the whole staff is out there putting up a million lights.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was really.
Putting up, think about this. And nobody knew what was going to happen, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was kind of a leap of faith that people would want to come to this. And they did. And it's just gotten better.
Our maintenance team is out in the gardens right now putting up lights already for the Garden of Lights.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
Amazing.
Well, and everything is planned out. Every year it's mm-hmm. differently. It's different. Now, you'll see some things that are kind of look the same, like the dancing trees
right.
and the dancing lights.
But
they change also. The other thing, too, is the walk has been groomed
mm-hmm.
That you don't have to worry about falling into holes or anything. There's a number of benches out there, you know,
that's right.
that when you see the older people or younger people with young, you know, with young kids, you know, they'll sit down on a bench for a little bit, hot chocolate everywhere. It's just a way for a family or a couple
mm-hmm.
to go through there, hold hands, and walk through and just be be entertained in a quiet way.
Great for date night.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So.
Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning, Lorinda and Catherine. We really appreciate that. And, of course, we wanted the Sea Monsters, the new exhibit, the Art of Ezra Tucker, mm-hmm. and also Shasta County Underwater, or?
Agencies of Shasta County. You had it.
Somewhere in there.
You had it.
Don't forget the 24th of October is,
Museum After Hours.
Museum After mm-hmm. Hours, where you can dress, where the adults can dress in costume and come and check out the exhibits for just a nominal fee to have fun. Mosaic will be there. And, of course, get your tickets early for Garden of Lights, because we know what happens. We already have the Marine Corps Ball. It's sold out. People are calling Carl. Now, wait a minute. I'm not a procrastinator. Sorry. Sold out. So that happens with Turtle Bay as well. So if you're thinking you've got family coming to town, just purchase the tickets now anyway. Mm-hmm. And then if they don't come, you still have the tickets and go have fun without them.
Yes.
Or do something with some friends. So. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
We love what you're doing. We know you're on the media run this morning, but thank you so much. We're going to take an early break, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin. All I want.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people, veterans, seniors, business owners, family since 1993. So she's got both insurance and financial management under one roof located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Right here in Reading. If you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plans, your 401s, how about your insurance and the problems people are having with their homeowners insurance, then give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. Yeah, it's a free review and evaluation. We have insurance with Judy. Found us the best plan, and we're real happy with that. And, of course, the customer service and just Judy Maxwell, period. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. They did the latest point in time
for homeless people in Shasta County. And it appears that our homeless numbers are not getting any better. In fact, they're getting worse. They found 1,082 homeless people living in Shasta County, either in shelters, transitional housing, or on the streets. That's up from 1,013 people last year, who were surveyed in Shasta County during the count in 2023, the last time both sheltered and unsheltered people were counted. We've got a number of programs. This a point in time is they do a one-day snapshot on homelessness, trying to find how many homeless people we have on the streets of Redding, where they're living, and what factors contribute to making them homeless. It's mandated by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. And it's one of the conditions for counties to receive certain state and federal funding for programs and services to aid these homeless. For fiscal year 2024, it was $441,000, said Christian Schrader, a member of the NorCal Continuum of Care. And that's a consortium of homeless advocates from seven North State counties that host the annual count. Some people think it undercounts the number and may not find people that are living with a friend that don't have housing. So, the number of people counted through the seven county region, who were living in unsheltered situations over the last decade grew by 45%, almost 46%. 25% of the people in shelters were determined to be chronically homeless, while 48% of the people in the unsheltered count were determined to be chronically homeless. So, yeah, it's not getting any better. All the billions and billions of dollars spent by the state of California, homelessness has just gotten worse.
I wonder how, who goes about doing the testing or
They get volunteers and from these to go out and they literally are out in the streets talking to people and trying to get them to answer questions. It included 28 questions surveyors posed to homeless individuals, including their age and race and where they're from, primary reason for their homelessness, whether they have health, mental health, or addiction issues, if they're military veterans, and whether they've been victims of abuse.
So the term now is unhoused.
Well, okay.
So what
potato,
we're saying,
potato,
we're saying in Shasta
thing.
County,
yeah,
the that
numbers
the numbers have gone up.
Have numbers
gone
up. About 80.
But does that mean that our population has increased?
No. That's a good question, because while the population of Redding is going down, in Shasta County is going down, our homelessness is going up. Now, we have a number of programs. Now, for Redding, because we're the county seat, and there's a, you know, you've got your, your social security insurance, you know, for people out on the streets they collect every month. You've got a number of places like the News Rescue Mission, who's trying their best to get people off the streets, trying to build transitional housing. The city's building transitional housing. And the idea behind the whole thing is to get people off the streets, get them back into society. But to house everybody would be need, according to this, 1,000 units to get everybody off the street. Now, some people, as we know, and police will tell you this, even the Good News Rescue Mission says this, is that there's some people that they like that lifestyle. It's not easy, but they like that lifestyle for a variety of reasons. You've got that group. And you've got the vast majority, though, that would like to have housing. It's just they don't have the money for it. The thing that bothers me a lot, too, is families that have housing, but they don't have sufficient housing, and they don't make enough money to buy a house, and there's not enough rentals that they can, you know, they're working hard, and so they're staying in places. But they're like a paycheck away from being homeless. That's concerning too. So,
well, I think
the
a
old
lot of
bleeding
people,
heart here.
I think a lot of people can relate to one paycheck away from being homeless.
Yeah.
I mean, when I have friends that who can't afford it and are saying my electric bill last month was $700. I'm not saying mine, a friend of mine. And that is a person that is came up the hard way, does not take things for granted. And I think, I know for us, I'm just going to say, we're with RAU. Our bill went up $200. And so you called, which was, we talk about this. There's like, this has kind of got a three-pronged.
We do the average.
So, but anyway, it did go up. And, I think that pertains to the summer. It was 120 here and we had guests at the house. So we wanted them to be comfortable, especially if it was my parents and they're elderly. So I wanted to, you know, make sure it was cool for them. And we do live in a house that's 60 some years old. And so, you know, there's
70 something years.
Yeah.
Old.
Okay. Whatever. I lost track. But my point is that you called REU. There was somebody who could.
I talked to three
speak
different
to you,
people.
Wonderful yeah. people yeah. that spoke to you yeah. and said
three different occasions.
If you watch it this year,
it could go down. Again.
It can go down again next year. So there was hope on that.
Well, no, it, see,
but I mean, I'm just talking
years,
about
it
one
would go
paycheck.
Up and down.
That
yeah.
ties into one paycheck away.
There you go.
For some people, milk, air conditioning, gas. Clothes for the kids.
Basics. The basics.
Teeth.
They need, and gas prices being what they are, and the potential for those going way up because the refineries are moving out of California thanks to the Democrat policies here. There's going to be, there's hard choices for them. You know, new pair of shoes, or do we put a, you know, a half a
exactly.
tank of gas in?
Exactly. I mean, when you think about really our minimum wage, I mean, I know we talk about, oh my God, well, minimum wage will pay for what? Two gallons of gas? 3 gallons of gas?
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you operate?
And you think about other states, the minimum wage is $7 an hour or $10 an hour. We have gotten ourselves into a problem in this state that I don't know if it's going to take the state to implode, and I don't mean violently. I mean just to have things start coming apart because people are still leaving California. Businesses are leaving California. But what's even more concerning is the number of people who retire here in California and then just leave because they can go to anywhere and save $10,000, $15,000 a year. Without doing anything different, just because of taxes, the cost of fuel, their property taxes, everything that goes along with living in California. And California is, you know, it is a wonderful state. I mean, if you're looking for things to do and places to go and the people here up here in North State are incredibly friendly, incredibly caring. We have friends that if we could pick up tomorrow, literally, and leave. We could do that.
Well, I just have a friend.
But why would we do that when you have the friends and
right,
the
we had a great
and the place? Yeah, the community that we have here. Why go try and start someplace else? We wouldn't. So we're not going to be one of those ones that when we finally sell the station, which by the way, if you're interested in having a radio station, come on and see me. we've been doing this 15 years, my friends.
16.
Oops, 16 starting in December. Yeah, if you've always wanted a radio station and be able to say what you want to say, come on in. There's this poll, and we only got a minute left. Do you think Prop 50 would strengthen or weaken the North State's voice in Congress? Let me think about that. If Proposition 50 passes, the chances of having a Republican or a more conservative farmer, rancher, somebody that kind of, you know, mirrors what we think, being our representative goes way, way, way down since they've made this, if the Proposition 50 passes, the rat tail that goes all the way down to the San Francisco Bay Bridge. There's a lot of people living down there. And I think, frankly, how would anybody think it would strengthen the North State's voice in Congress unless you're a Democrat? If you're a Democrat, it would. Because a Democrat would probably be elected into this.
You know what I don't
this
like?
This would be the place that Brian Daly needs to stand up if this passes, and Brian Daly needs to make a run at it.
Not liking, and we've got to take a break here pretty soon, and really we've got something very exciting and wonderful coming on. The divisional aspect of saying the Democrats, the Republicans, it's almost that terminology which you hear, and that was like something recent that we can go on about with George Stephanopoulos cutting off J.D. Vance. Because in J.D. Vance said, the Democrats, your party. This to me is divisive. And a lot of people know where I stand on a lot of, levels, but I think that if you're at somebody's table and you were to approach them and say, your party, you recoil because that's not going to make everybody move forward. So all I'm saying is that we got to be careful about how we say things that really become divisive.
I 100% agree with you. But then, but it's the Democrats by a large margin that control the state and down in the Assembly and the Senate. They pass the laws, no matter what the Republicans try and do. So if it was reversed and this was going on, you'd be saying the Republicans doing this, as many Democrats do. But we've got to find a way that we are being represented, and we're being represented in a fair way. This Proposition 50 could take, out of 9 Republicans in this whole state, 5 of them can disappear. And we need to take a break from the news.
Looking forward to having Dr. Strickland come on with a great event we're going to be promoting in Shasta Regional Medical Center. And tune in, because this is going to be really informational.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
To the late conservative champion. Now that the guns have fallen silent across war-ravaged Gaza, what next? The president's been talking with other world leaders.
We've all agreed that supporting Gaza must be done to lift up the people themselves, but we don't want to fund anything having to do with the bloodshed, hatred, or terror.
Mr. Trump now back at the White House following his historic trip to the Middle East. The president appears to have run out of patience with Russia's Vladimir Putin as deadly attacks on Ukrainian civilians continue unabated.
President Donald Trump has warned Russia that he may send Ukraine long-range Tomahawk missiles if Moscow doesn't settle its war there soon. Trump describes the Tomahawk as an incredible and offensive weapon.
Correspondent Charles Delodesma says Mr. Trump plans a Friday White House meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. 2 weeks into the government shutdown, no end in sight.
House Speaker Mike Johnson warns that this shutdown could last a while longer.
We're barreling toward one of the longest shutdowns in American history unless Democrats drop their partisan demands and pass a clean, no-strings-attached budget to reopen the government.
The Pentagon will pay military personnel this week, but many other federal workers are not getting their paychecks. And the White House is carrying out mass firings with Vice President Vance warning of painful cuts ahead. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A man who scaled a security fence in the middle of the night and set fire to the Pennsylvania governor's mansion has pleaded guilty to attempted murder and other charges. Cody Ballmer entered the plea today for the April attack. It caused millions of dollars in damage to the state-owned governor's mansion in Harrisburg. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks are in the red, the Dow down 32 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Gallagher, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. I don't mess around when it comes to saving you money. Right now, rates have dropped to the lowest level in over a year and a half. That means if you bought your home or refinanced in the last 3 years, you could be saving hundreds of dollars every month. Lower your rate, lower your monthly payment, even kick that pesky PMI to the curb. And get this, you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. But that's not all. Fellowship Home Loans just rolled out something incredible. Their very own HELOC and lines of credit. Approval in just 5 minutes. Money in your account in as little as 4 days. It's the easiest system you've ever used. You can do it yourself online. Whether you want to pay off bills, tackle a home project, cover education, or even a wedding, Fellowship Home Loans makes it simple to leverage the money that's already sitting in your house. Just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending guided by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
The rhetoric is heating up again between the U.S. and China over trade and tariffs. It all began with Beijing imposing strict curbs on the export of rare earth materials. That was met with a firm response by President Trump, who threatened 100% tariffs on Chinese imports.
All of a sudden, it seems like we're back to where we were at the start of this year when Donald Trump really, you know, launched his tariff policy in earnest. Let's not forget that we should look at all of this in the context of a potential meeting between Donald Trump and China's leader Xi Jinping, possibly at the APEC meeting in Seoul at the end of this month. It may be a case that the two sides are strategically ramping up this war of words to try and put themselves in the best position possible when they do go into that meeting.
The BBC's Nick Marsh. President Trump has suggested the meeting with the Chinese president might not take place after all. News and analysis at townhall.com. My goodness, there really is a great pumpkin.
A California engineer and gardening enthusiast has won the top prize at a pumpkin weighing contest in Northern California. Brandon Dawson of Santa Rosa clinched victory Monday at the 52nd World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off in Half Moon Bay. His giant pumpkin weighed 2,346 pounds. He says his four-year-old son now pays attention to the growing process, especially since giant pumpkins can grow 50 to 70 pounds a day. Keith Peters, Washington.
New tariffs on imported kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, and upholstered furniture in the U.S. take effect today. The White House says the aim is to boost domestic production as well as to protect American companies. A Harvard University forecast expects home remodeling activity to remain slow but steady through the middle of next year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 14th of October, 8:05 in the morning, and news at top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Giving
starts here.
Oh, yes.
We got Ben at the helm, and it's National Bald and Be Proud of It.
Be Free Day.
Bald and Be Free.
Bald and Be Free. Okay.
And the other one was?
Dessert Day.
Dessert Day. So you could take your peach cobbler and wipe it on your very bald head and let the doggy lick it off.
Stop it. Well, that's kind of a gross visual, but I know some people do probably indulge in that.
I'm not sure why, but.
Okay, a little bit, people are driving, Carl. You're going to make them pull over.
Yeah.
Like what? Okay. I'm going to give you a quick weather update. Boy, it's a change in the last 24 hours because today's going to be sunny with a high of 72. Yesterday we were reading, we had about 3 days. We thought it was going to rain, but not now. So, of course, that's the beautiful thing about how the weather changes. Overnight lows of 51 tonight. Tomorrow is gradually clearing with a high of 64 with our overnight lows on Wednesday night around 48 degrees. Thursday for sunny with a high of 78, and get this, Friday, 80 degrees. Can you believe it? 78 on Saturday and Sunday.
Is it going to be sunny?
All sunny. And then Sunday, chance of showers. Partly sunny with a high near 70. So we've got these big drops, and that's why people are like, okay. But anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends out at Anderson, it's a veteran-owned business. The Kinney family, three generations going strong, and they always strive to help seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793.
You know, nature's calling my bluff here, and because, you know, we have a horse, and I ride the horse, but I kind of like to have the special temperatures. And so now the temperatures are here, 70s and 80s. So now I'm going to have to ride all weekend to try and catch up. Because if it's too hot, like it gets to 85. No, I'm just kidding. But there'll be a lot of horse riding going on this week. Okay, we are here with our two guests, Dr. Lauren Strickland and Alicia Torch. And
we also have Lynn Ann Foster in there.
Lynn Ann Foster is here. Of course, she's here for us.
Yes, Shasta Regional, who's putting on this next event that we're going to be talking about.
And Dr. Strickland, of course, breast surgeon, and has been a guest speaker at so many breast cancer awareness events. And Alicia, who is the chief nursing officer at a very young age.
Shasta Regional Medical Center as well. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Okay, we're going to put all the mics on. Good morning, everybody. Let's say it again.
Good morning.
Well, you have a soft voice.
Yeah.
So we're going on it. Okay. So where do you want to start?
Well, let's talk about the event. First of all, should we talk about, let's get to know each one of our guests first. Should we start with, Alicia Torge and talk about nursing for how many years?
Going on 15.
Yeah. So to then now head up the entire nursing staff, how does that feel?
It feels amazing. It really does. I never actually thought this would be my calling, but I love what I do.
How did you get into nursing?
How did I get into nursing? My dad was a nurse.
Okay.
Okay.
Just something that I wanted to do. Yeah.
All right.
Well, because my daughter's a nurse. And she started out as a phlebotomist.
I did that, too.
In Philadelphia, but she worked in the emergency room there. And she was doing, nurse stuff because she didn't panic. And they had her doing things, holding stuff or having her hands in the middle of stuff.
Yeah.
And then she went to nursing school down in New Mexico in Albuquerque and has been doing that now for at least 15 years. Yeah.
Most of my career has been in the ER.
In the ER, so that's a real happening.
My jam,
Your jam. How do you? So you like adrenaline. Hello.
Yeah, yeah.
Adrenaline junkie. And speaking of somebody who's an adrenaline junkie, but always seems calm and collected on the outside, and that's, of course, our own very Dr. Lauren Strickland. And good morning.
Good morning.
This event that I'm sure, I love the fact that Lynn Ann, along with Shasta Regional, has put together this event on the 30th, and we want to try to promote that and get that out into the community. It's going to be conversations on screening, treatment, and genetics, which a lot of people are wondering about right now. Should I be tested, and why should I be tested? And there's all this information out there about testing. So what do you feel is the main conversation for this event?
Yeah, so pretty much to bring awareness, screening, what things to look out for, what are the risk factors, and genetics is a component that we're going to be talking about because women should at least have a risk assessment at the age of 25, and that's just really looking at your family history, your personal history, things like when did you start your periods, when did you have your first child, those kind of things. And those risk factors are put into a model, and it gives us a score. So if you know that your risk is 20% or higher, then you're considered a higher risk person. Maybe you should add MRIs to your mammograms, start your screening a little younger. And then there's also the genetic test, which we're looking for now, a genetic reason why you may be at risk for breast cancer.
How long has the genetic testing been kind of... It's not quite mainstream. Is it mainstream, or is it becoming more mainstream? But when did it start to become apparent that genetic testing was really important?
Yeah. So when I was a breast cancer surgery fellow, I finished my fellowship in 2008. We were doing genetic testing then, but that was, under a special situation, right? See a specialist. I think it really hit hard when Angelina Jolie had her bilateral or double mastectomy because she has a genetic mutation. And that brought a lot of awareness. As you may remember, some people were like, go Angelina, and some people were like, she's crazy. What is she doing?
Mm-hmm.
But it brought a lot of awareness. Even in the breast surgery world, they had to kind of, at the meetings, talk to us because the mastectomy rate shot up. People were like, if she can do it, I can do it. And so we had to really have those conversations with people like, maybe you don't necessarily need a mastectomy, maybe a lumpectomy, but that really, they call it the Angelina effect.
Mm-hmm.
And that really brought a lot of awareness to genetic testing.
So on the 30th, let's talk about it. Of course, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and you've got a show here called Behind the Pink Mic, and we're running that all every Tuesday night. And you've had some of the you know, the founders of Think Pink or the people that are carrying on the tradition. Yeah, but this is on October 30th from 12 to 1 from Lit Within, which is where the Enjoy, the old Enjoy, the original Enjoy store over there by the Taco House on Placer Street. Let's talk about, let's take an early break. And when we come back, let's do, talk to Alicia and maybe get Lynn Ann in here and talk about what was the impetus to get this event going here in Reading. And let's talk about more about what's going to be going on in that, on that day.
This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries, and work injuries can be life changing, not only for you, the injured, but also for your family. You're not getting those treatments. It's delays, it's denies, denials. You're going to need help. Well, then Patrick Gorman is the guy that can help you. Give him a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You'll be talking to Patrick. He's an expert when it comes to workers' compensation, and he knows what you deserve and what you should be getting, the treatments you should be getting. Insurance company's got lots of lawyers. You want one that's going to fight for you. Patrick Gorman, veteran, former law enforcement, and understands the insurance system. Give him a call, 530-262-2168, or go to GormanLaw.com in Palisadro, California. We'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
Welcome back to KTNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Also streaming always 1460.com if you can't seem to tune in because of water or brick or distance. You know, we're always streaming anywhere. So you can also go back into the archives on KTNR 1460 and hear the show back. We keep our archives for a long time so you can listen to information. And we've got some valuable information that's going to be spilling out this morning. And I'm very pleased to be here with Lynn Ann Foster from Shasta Regional Medical Center and all that you do. And you put together this event. Not only do we think of you doing Go Red and the fact that you've put together this, you know, renowned event that everybody looks so forward to. Now you're dipping your hands and feet and whole body into an awareness that is also something that you see on so many levels working in the hospital that affects so many women and men. So Absolutely. Do you care to share about this event? And what was the impetus?
So excited to share about this event. So every year within the walls of Shasta Regional Medical Center, we do something to recognize that October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Our lights are pink. We have informational content for our staff. We post things for the community on our website. We've always done this show. Something in small ways to get education and support out. Over the years, staff of all ages have come up to me and shared their personal story and journey of breast cancer or someone that's very close to them. And it clicked with me this year. We have to make this voice, this story, these stories bigger this year. So we are starting. So, of course, my go-to, Dr. Lauren Strickland at Valor Oncology and a breast surgeon at Shasta Regional, I asked for her support in doing a community talk. So that's what we're doing, a free event October 30th, which is a Friday at Lit From Within from 12 to 1. Lots of great education from Dr. Lauren Strickland. Another physician at Shasta Regional, she's a GI doctor. We call her Dr. Chandra. So she actually is going to be sharing her story. At age 31 or 32, she had breast cancer and went through it, survived. She's a survivor. This is going to be one of the very first times she has shared her story. She is a powerhouse.
She's a powerhouse
in her specialty. However, when it comes to talking about her journey with breast cancer, it's still very hard for her. So
it's personal, this dynamo will definitely. I love the fact. I'm sure we're going to hear a testimony that's powerful.
100%. Yeah. So not only a story that needs to be shared, but what struck me is much like when we talk about women and heart disease in February, especially hearing Dr. Chandra's story, the hesitancy to share and be that open, which I understand, but the more we talk about it, the more people that we're going to help. And that's the intention and the goal of this event. And of course, we're going to have a good time. It's going to be a wonderful afternoon or hour of women getting together and learning and sharing. And but the important part of that is what Dr. Lauren Strickland is going to have to share with us, and then inspiring other people to do what they need to do to take care of themselves.
All right, so give us a little visual. Okay, we walk in a Lit Within park early because we know it's on Placer. It's at noon, so where you can gather. I mean, how many people you have to sign up beforehand because it's a limited space?
Yes, thank you. So it is a free event, but seating is limited. So reach out to me, Lynn Ann Foster, either on Shasta Regional Medical Center's social media. You can call the hospital, but get registered. We are limiting the seating to 50 people.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I'm hoping to be able to expand it, But we know for sure that that's kind of the goal. Is for
well, when you do Ladies Night at Shasta Regional, you know, I know that that's like a smaller number where you've got, you know, food and but what is really cool about that event is that you get to and I think that what you whenever you put on an event, you know that it's there's a lot of great details that are you pay attention to.
Yes,
so on the Ladies Night, what's really great is not only the different things that you, the testing you get to do, but it's to hear the doctors up close and personal at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And the questions and the answers. Last year, the doctors said, they were there, 40 minutes taking answers or giving answers to questions. You could tell that there were women together that were families, like four sisters. They wanted to talk about heart health. They wanted to, you know, with the cons. And they wanted to talk about, like, statins. And they wanted to talk about all this other stuff. So I just sat there and listened and watched the interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of feeling that that is what we're going to have on this day.
Yeah. It's going to be the same vibe. Dr. Strickland is going to graciously take questions from our guests that come. And so with the seating being limited, I underestimate our community constantly. So should we have more, I will work it out. But, again, get registered to ensure you have a seat. We will have the question and answer component so you can have a personal conversation with Dr. Strickland if you like to ask stories. Other stories of breast cancer journey and survival and inspiration. We're going to have some food, some raffles. It's going to be a nice Friday afternoon. In downtown.
Lovely.
Reading.
Okay. And so our nurse, Torch, what's your role on that day?
I won't be here, unfortunately. I'm flying out at noon.
Okay.
I know.
But you'll be there in spirit. Yeah. Because all
so
of the
I'm
things.
I'm so bummed.
All right. So what else do we have to add about how does one actually, outside of Facebook, if they're hearing this, because we find that very interesting with our listening audience. It's usually somebody who is taking their kids to school. They could be a community member. They work for the county. They're off in a coffee break. They're listening to it online. They're doing something. Mm-hmm. And then they want to share, like, oh, my God, I heard this on the radio this morning. You need to go. How does one go to sign up?
So if you're on your phone and or, you know, in the coffee line, like as you were saying, send us a message on our social media. Or you can call my direct number. I'm pausing for people to get their pens.
I was going to say, whoa.
530-244-5462. You can also call the main line of the hospital, and they'll directly direct you to my telephone number. Those are the two best ways to ensure that you get a seat. So message on social media in our message box or call 530-244-5462.
Well, I know that, and thank you for that. So I know that, Dr. Strickland, when you were the keynote speaker for Chicks and Chaps, mm-hmm. there, you know, we have a kind of a time, you know, like 15 minutes or 13 minutes, and then, of course, you broke out in a wonderful dance that you did with Bobby Milhouse, and that was so much fun because you talked about movement. And mm-hmm. so what this event is bringing is, again, where people can ask questions, because when you're putting on an event where there's silent auctions and live auctions and so much that you need to get out, that you're getting what it is to support any kind of entity that's dealing with breast cancer and research and that kind of thing. But what you're going to be able to is have more time to be able to do the questions and answer period. Plus, we're going to hear from our other doctor or other friend who's going to give her testimony.
Yes.
Who's been in the medical profession, and you just don't really talk about, doctors don't really talk about their health, do they?
Yeah. Women in general don't. So we're on a mission to change that. So it starts with education. So Dr. Strickland's going to educate more in the show today. Alicia's going to share her story. She's also a breast cancer survivor. We need to talk and share. And I say it all the time at Go Reading. I'm going to start saying it in October. I'm going to say it all the time. Don't be embarrassed. If you think there's something wrong, go ask and figure it out. We'd rather have you be – there's not even no reason to be embarrassed. Figure out what's wrong. And how Alicia discover. It's just a story that sticks in my mind. It's something so simple, but she followed through on herself.
All right, so let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Alicia, and maybe you can share your testimony with our listeners, because the power of the testimony is to move people so that it can help a shift and save a life.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So we'll be right back. But this portion of the show is brought to you by one of my favorite places. Carl calls it my she cave. Four Winds Jewelry, what can I say? 2225 Hilltop Drive for all your jewelry needs. Oh, my God, it's going to be time change. We've got to think about our watches. I don't know about you, but I've got, like, a bunch of fun watches. Batteries go dead. So go in there and get your batteries changed or get your watch cleared and, you know, cleaned and stones to be set, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to have our hands in dough, and we're going to be moving furniture, and we're going to be wrapping presents. Tis the season. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, sponsors this particular part of the show. It's 8:30 in the morning. This is Linda and Carl Bott on KCNR Free Fire Radio. Well, we'll be right back after these messages.
Get ready for Grange After Hours, presented by Georgia Boot. Join us October 18th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Reading Grange Co-op for an evening of exciting deals and prizes. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $200, get a $50 gift card. Or go big and spend $500 and get a $150 gift card. Plus, the first 50 customers will receive swag bags filled with goodies. Don't miss your chance to win amazing raffle prizes, too. Remember, this exclusive event at the Reading Grange Co-op store is at 55 Lake Boulevard, October 18th from 6:30 to 8. We'll see you there.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco. Rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Give me the news, I gotta
Welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR 1460. This is Linda Bott, and Carl's gonna, you know, he's been taken over. The room has been taken over by the girls because, no, that's not true. He would be here, but I just, you know, there's only so much. We're just going to get right into it here with talking about the event that's going on the 30th of October. And I'm going to throw this over to Lynn Ann from Shasta Regional Medical Center. And what exactly, share with our listeners your official title because you're all over the map.
A director of marketing and communications.
Okay. Which is perfect because you're communicating right now on air.
Yes, ma'am.
Getting the guests together online.
Yes, ma'am.
To put on a fantastic event.
Yes.
Which
yes.
affects the health of our men and women in Shasta County.
Absolutely.
Or anybody in the world.
Absolutely. I love what I do.
Yeah, you're infectious. You can tell that. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So why don't you shoot and talk about our guests and what we're looking forward to in this segment.
Right. Well, I wanted to jump into, before we went to break, we were talking about the power of women sharing stories and that women have a difficult time opening up specifically about health issues. But the more we talk about it, the more women can get help. And Alicia made an excellent point about there's a fear factor there. Alicia is the survivor of breast cancer, and I wanted her to share her story because it not only impacted me and ensuring my consistency of getting my mammograms and self-checks and all the things that you should do, so I know that her ripple effect is exponential. So I wanted her to share her story.
Thank you.
Please.
Alicia, you have the floor.
All right. So, you know, we're raised to not be nosy, and my husband is, like, always telling me, stop being nosy, stop looking at that, you know, always telling me that. But it pays to be nosy, so it literally, I think it saved my life. One day I was getting in the shower, and I heard a truck pull up, and we had new neighbors moving in, so I just wanted to see who they were and if they had kids, and so my window in my bathroom is really high up, so I had a climb up on the toilet and look out over the window to, like, peek to see who was moving in across the street. And when I jumped down, I must have just, like, touched my breast, and I felt a huge lump. And I was like, oh, what is that? And I turned 40 the year before, so I had my first mammogram. It was fine. It was October of 21. Perfect, like, you know, first mammogram, everything went well. When I felt that, I just had that feeling like, oh my gosh, this is not normal. It was probably the size of a grape, a little bit bigger. So I immediately called my OB because I, you know, working in healthcare, we're not always the best when it comes to health, and I didn't have a primary care. And he didn't even want to see me. He said, I'm ordering you the mammogram right now. So I went and had my mammogram, had to go back and have an ultrasound and then have a biopsy and to find out it was cancer. So 6 months later, after a negative mammogram, I had cancer. And it was triple negative breast cancer. So like I said, I'm an ER girl. Oncology is not my world. You hear breast cancer and you just think there's one type of breast cancer, but Dr. Strickland will probably tell you there's more than just one. So triple negative breast cancer is a cancer that doesn't have the three components of the estrogen, progesterone, and the HERS-2. So to treat it is chemo. So I went through chemo. I did all the things, lost my hair, lost my eyelashes. Thank goodness it didn't go into my lymph nodes. I caught it early. And I have to say that I was never good at doing my own breast exams. So I highly, highly, highly encourage individuals to do that, even if you've had a mammogram 2 months ago. You just never know. So
now, at this event that's happening on the 30th for those who are attending, is there a way, like not just a video, but, you know, a flyer or something that I remember women talking about cards that they could put in their shower that would remind them in the on the mirror of how to do it. What to look for, because I know a lot of people don't know how to do it.
Right.
What to look for, where lifting your arms in the shower, feeling around what, where, how.
Right, right. And yeah. we will have we're going to have goodie bags, of course, at the event. And within those goodie bags will be cards for self-breast exam. Dr. Strickland will also be talking about that. And before we go to Dr. Strickland about the education of the importance of self-breast exams, I just want to note and highlight the moment where, you know, our little nosy Alicia looking out the window, but she, in that minute, she knew there was something wrong, yeah. and she took care of herself. Like, she made the phone call. She didn't blow it off as, oh, no, it's the, we all tend to make so many excuses because it can't be that, because there's always a reason for it to be something else. She did exactly the right thing. She asked the professional.
And it pays to be nosy.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
You know.
And I'm sure you'll talk more about genetic testing, but I also had BRCA1. And I don't remember a doctor ever asking me questions about the risks. And I would have had, I mean, I have the risk factor. I'm Ashkenazi Jew. Mm-hmm. So that's
the risk factor.
Prevalent there. Mm-hmm. But I never was tested, so I'm not sure that would have changed anything. I don't have family history.
Okay.
But I think the genetic testing is something that needs to be talked about.
Yeah.
More, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So it's the education. So
the education is huge. And yes, the shower card is, I mean, I don't see shower cards as much, but lately we've been talking about making sure we pass those shower cards out, because it's huge to just that reminder. Or the little punch thing, you know, that's in the shower card. You punch it out for, you know, each month. But we are going to talk about doing a breast exam, being aware of your breast, the look, the feel, the shape, the texture, changes. I always tell patients, if you check every month, then if you feel something, you have something to refer to. I remember last month that wasn't there, you know. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're like, I don't know. It could have been there. I have no recollection. But at least you have something to measure from. And so I had my mammogram yesterday after I got out of surgery. I ran over there and got my mammogram, and Dr. Bauer actually read my mammogram with me, and it was good. Thank you very much. But she's great. She's, you know.
She's amazing.
She's definitely amazing.
She is.
Yeah.
She's been serving this community for a long time.
Long time, yeah.
And knows her stuff. And so shout out to Dr. Bauer.
Dr. Bauer, yeah.
And also I want to share with everybody that tonight at 6 p.m. you'll hear Dr. Lauren, where she has a show called Behind the Pink Mic. Mm-hmm. And you will have a lot of information on the air tonight at 6 p.m. for those to listen in. It is a pre-recorded show. You do the first Tuesday live. But we decided this whole month of October that we would be running your show on every Tuesday night. So listen in tonight for more information, because there was stuff that right we have today that's not covered. So
yeah, for sure.
All right. So continue on with our event on the 30th.
Yeah. So I will be talking about genetic testing. That's going to be something that I highlight. I have training in genetic testing at City of Hope, and that's something that's just dear to me about genetic testing and being empowered to follow up on those results if it is positive. And so I will be talking about that as well. And just examples of people who've been diagnosed with cancer or have a genetic mutation, and how do we act on that? How do we move forward? And Alicia, you know, you sharing your story this morning is, you know, I want to thank you for that, because
yes.
I don't get the opportunity to hear everybody's story, but I do know that you had mentioned when I first met you, you had told me, and I like to be visible and open to people in the community. And I did a couple talks this past week for pickleball, and people came, you know, they tapped me on the shoulder, I'm a survivor, or this, that, and the other. And it's like, wow, I had no idea.
Right.
But we want people to be able to share their stories and to help others, you know. It's really important.
I appreciate you.
So this is the stories that you're hearing this morning in this table of women here, four women at the KCNR table, is because we really care about our sisters and our brothers.
Yeah.
And we want to, and you're living in a community and people are struggling and they don't know where to go. They don't know the first step. They're in fear. Or they just don't know. So education is everything. And which brings me to, your extended, education that you're currently in. Can we talk a little bit about that, Lauren? Because I think what I tell people is that I love that you're, you know, you've done years of what it is to be, you know, at the top of your field. Mm-hmm. But then there's something inside of you that wanted to know more.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to bring it into perspective, 5 years of undergraduate education at UC Berkeley, 4 years of medical school, 5 years of surgical residency, and 1 year of breast oncology surgical fellowship. And so I've always wanted to learn more about integrative medicine, and then over the years, I figured, you know what, it's time. So I'm in school right now for 2 years. It's integrative medicine, which is integrating other aspects of medicine to Western medicine, such as nutrition, spirituality, exercise, supplements that are within the nutrition, making sure you have the appropriate supplements that feed your body, nourishes your body. And so all of those things integrating into Western medicine. My patients tend to ask me, you know, what do I do now? I felt secure under chemo. I felt secure under 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor. Now I don't feel secure anymore. What do I need to do? Mm-hmm. And so I feel like the next step is we're constantly chasing disease. How do we prevent disease or keep it from coming back? And so I want to incorporate into my practice and to the lifestyles of women, like, how can we empower ourselves to change our habits? If you're a smoker, let's stop smoking. If you don't eat, you know, healthy, and that's not always our fault. You know, doctors don't even learn nutrition in medical school. But how can we change the statistics? And so that's why I'm back in school, you know, for personal reasons and for my practice.
Well, I think we all can attest to what it is to have integration. You need Western, and you could definitely use Eastern and the philosophy of both. And I always think that there's, you know, some people are anti this and anti that. I've always said, well, I think that if you look, God can appear in almost all of. There are, you know, the antibiotics were given to us for a reason, and that saved a lot of lives. And there's definitely God is in these things. So, my thought is that, you know, as we progress and we go into the 27, 26, 28, going into what it is to grow and to learn. And it's just a huge asset what you're bringing to the North State with these studies that we all need to know what's next after the, you know, after falling off the cliff of I've been under the care, I don't know what to do now, and that you are the master of your ship. So what are you doing with it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's so important for me to be here today with the three of you, because you're the master of your ship. And I think that coming here and talking about this on the air is really important for those people that maybe anybody floundering about any kind of physical, frightened about anything physically. But today we are here. We're going to come back and talk more about the 30th, and we want to drive that home. It's probably already packed, and you may have to do an A and a B, or next year look about doing
that. We will work it out.
2 days. Yeah. Or get
full house is a good problem to have.
Yeah, full price, just like Go Red. Yeah, sold out. Don't even wait, baby. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco. Rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Welcome back to our last segment here on KCNR 96.5 FM. How are you guys this morning? This has been a really rich morning of positive energy and great information with an event that Shasta Regional Center is doing where they're bringing in Dr. Lawrence Strickland on the 30th at a place called Lit. There's only 50. I'm sure it's going to be probably filled up, but we want everybody to know about it. This is the first time you're reaching out, and we have our nurse, Alicia Torch, who just gave a testimony about what it is to be a breast cancer survivor. And we've all been talking about at the break, like the fear and the anxiety. We talked a little bit on the last segment before we took a break about what happens after you're done with the chemo or when you're done and you reach the cliff and it feels like a cliff and you're not really sure at that point. Once you're clear, mm-hmm. now what? Mm-hmm. And so there is extended learning practices that Dr. Strickland is in now to be able to help guide patients on what to do after the aftermath or the after effect of what it is once you've already gone into. But in your on the 30th, you're going to be talking about the thing that I think a lot of people like hear most commonly is the genetic testing.
Yes. Genetic testing, screening guidelines, self-breast exams, family history, getting risk assessments, things like that, so that people can be empowered and have that information. Sometimes you think, oh, that's so basic, but it's so important, and you can't negate it, or think it's so simple, because there's people out there who sit on lumps and they're afraid to come in, or they ignore it, mm-hmm. They say, oh, that's probably nothing. Where
think
like Alicia, she acted on it immediately, and we want people to feel comfortable to act on it. It can be scary, but at the same time empowers you to take care of yourself, mm-hmm. and to get it taken care of and move on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Alicia, you're in the field, mm-hmm. so you knew not to on a certain level of your expertise,
yeah,
not to wait on it. But I recall how, Dr. Strickland, you had talked about the cases in the North State and the age and the increase of the diagnosis of breast cancer in the younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
Can you Talk a little bit about that.
We are seeing younger women diagnosed with breast cancer, and, you know, sometimes they're not of age for a mammogram. And so, and then when you get your mammogram, your breast tissue is dense. Mm-hmm. And so they may not see that lump. It's small. It's hiding in the tissue. I have the analogy of think of a golf ball in the snow. You're not going to see it. It's on the fairway and the green grass. You can see it all the way down the fairway. Or if it was the size of a basketball, now you can feel it. So, you know, young women aren't getting mammograms. That's why it's important to know your family history and get a risk assessment, because maybe you should have your mammogram at 35 or have an MRI or do genetic testing. And so those are the things I want people to be aware of, is that we can know our risk and act on it, you know, act on our risk.
So can we talk a little bit about Shasta Regional and, you know, that you've have so many accolades that, you know, I've went online and you have all the blue stars.
We do. We do.
And you want to, do you want to share that with our listeners? And, of course, Dr. Strickland does her surgical procedures mm-hmm. at Shasta Regional. Mm-hmm. So this is how this all ties together today.
Absolutely. So we are so proud of the team at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we currently are holding our fifth A grade from the LeapFrog group, which is a group that does studies on the safety factors in hospitals across the nation. And for five times now, Shasta Regional has come away with an A grade. We are so proud of that. Our staff works so hard to ensure that our processes, our policies are followed, that patients are well taken care of, and we provide the best top quality care throughout the hospital to each and every patient that comes through our door. So we're very proud of that.
So that makes you feel like a proud mama.
100%. I do. Proud. I do get a little, yeah. We get a little weepy. In addition to that, we also hold a gold stroke award from the American, I'm sorry, we hold a gold award from the American Heart Association for our care in stroke, which is significant because, again, we're talking about taking care of yourself immediately if you, and we're pivoting here just a bit, but if you see someone or you feel like you might be having a stroke, it minutes matter. So
minutes matter.
You come to Shasta Regional Emergency Room and we will take care of you through that process. But honestly, brain is time. Like, the quicker you can get into our emergency room, the quicker we can help you, the more likelihood you have of recovering.
And those are fantastic accolades, and they don't come by lightly.
No.
So let's go back into Alicia Torres. She's the head of all the nurses. And you probably have seen, you know, there's everything. Mm-hmm. You know, you have ebbs and flows. And it's nice to see that how long have you been at Shasta Regional now?
Going on 16 years.
So 16 years, ebbs and flows, anything. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you're doing. Restaurants, the top field of what you're doing, ebbs and flows. So how wonderful to know that you're working in an environment that has been giving the LeapFrog, what is it, star rating, the top star rating. And, you know, in fact, when you think about the fact that, you know, it's when you're open, infection can happen. So mm-hmm. when you know that you're in an environment where they're working so hard to make that a top priority, to watch that it doesn't happen.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That's, what do you want to call that? Give me a word. Help me with a word here.
Excellence.
Yes, excellence.
It really
Thank
is
you.
Incredible. Like, we do, we care so much. And if you walk through Shasta Regional's doors, you'll see that the people were there to take care of our community, and we pride ourselves in that. And we love it.
Yeah.
How long has it been since you had your diagnosis and went through treatment?
3 years.
All right.
October 27th, 3 years ago, was my last chemo treatment.
And did you have your support group? Because we've talked about how important. We haven't really discussed that today about where one goes, like, well, you've got your family, but then you're nervous. And then so support.
I have an incredible family. So, you know, my family's here in town. But the one thing that I did learn, you know, as a nurse and as a mom and as a woman, it's hard to ask for help. And that was the one of the hardest things, was letting people help me. And I think that is, like, my takeaway from that. Like, if people want to help you, let them help. Because when you're sick, people don't really know what to do. And you're sick and you don't want visitors and you don't want to have to, like, you know, have someone sit on your couch and have small talk. Mm-hmm. But if they want to drop a present off at the front door, let them. If they want to come clean your house, let them do that. I think, like, in times like that, people don't know what they're supposed to do. So it was hard for me at first to accept all of that, you know.
That's a great piece of advice. Because really, people are almost like the train's coming at them.
Yeah.
What do I do? So then we have a tendency to not do anything. And then the words are like, well, let me know if you need anything. Well, we know now that let me know if you need anything means that nothing's going to happen because it's hard to ask.
Yeah. And the support I got from my friends and my family and the hospital, it literally was overwhelming. Like, people that I hadn't seen in years, just donations, taking care of, you know, picking up my kids from school, just the little things that mattered, but the support was overwhelming.
Do we have, can we go on Shasta? Is there a place that we can go where we can find that there are support groups? Like cancer groups, support groups, where there might be 5, 10, 15, or a monthly meeting where cancer survivors come? Because I'm sure they probably have that with some churches.
Right. So if you go onto our main website, at the very top, there's a rotating banner. One of those banners is about our event on the 30th. If you click into that, that page offers a link to Valor Oncology, where they have all kinds of
fantastic,
excellent information.
Okay, that's what I think was the great way to close our day here, our morning. Give a call to Lynanne and or go online to Shasta Regional, look or Facebook and find out about the event. And it's called what?
The 30th. A Community in Pink.
A Community in Pink.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Outlet from Within, and yeah, it's going to be a great. It's your lunch hour. So you come downtown. The weather's, you know, hopefully, you know, will be beautiful. If it's not, we're inside. Doesn't matter. Come hang out. Have some food with us. Little goodie bags. Get some wonderful education, powerful, inspirational testimonial stories. And if you think that you might have something going on, find out. Make a phone call or join us on the 30th, and we can help you.
Well, thank you. Once again, Alicia Torj and Dr. Lauren Strickland, along with Lynanne Foster from Shasta Regional Medical. This is always your monthly segment, so we're so happy to have this great information out for our listeners today.
We love being here, and I'm so happy to see you this morning.
Thank you for making time. So bad. Yeah. This is Linda Bott, Carlton in the other room, signing off. It's